Pastor James Ngebe sits quietly in his small mud house community church in his hometown of Kenema, holding a Bible in one hand and a Nokia cell phone in the other. Kenema is one of the epicenters of Ebola in Sierra Leone. In his church, Pastor Ngebe introduced a special service when Ebola first hit his hometown to pray against the virus. A few weeks into this service, Ebola struck his family. Still holding firm onto his Bible, he explains what happened.
It started with my elder brother's daughter. She came in contact with the Ebola with a colleague nurse, and after that, she traveled to Kenema and she was admitted. But before these times, not knowing to us that it was Ebola because it was new by them. So my elder brother has to touch her and he has to take her to the hospital. And after she passed away, then my elder brother also was infected and we also lost him. Next, it was the wife of my elder brother.
While Pastor Ngebe was mourning the death of his family, he started experiencing some strange feelings.
It started with weakness. All my joints were weak, poor appetite. And then after 3 days, I started vomiting and diarrhea. And so my wife said we should go to the hospital to do Ebola test. You know, but by then, it was fearful to say somebody has Ebola. And so when I went with her to the hospital, they told me that I have Ebola. It was a shocking news to me.
Pastor Ngebe's life, at least at that moment, had turned upside down, and his mind was set on just one thing.
I intended to run away because I thought after getting Ebola, next is death. And so I don't see it necessary to be to the hospital. I was there for 3 weeks. It was horrible anyway. My heart was palpitating and my eyes were bleeding. I vomited blood and I go to toilet with blood.
Pastor Ngebe's nightmares continued for weeks at the Ebola treatment center until one special moment on July 23rd when the doctors broke the unexpected news to him that his treatment was successful and he was ready to go home.
When I was told you have to go back home, I asked the doctors, I said, doctors, are you sure? I asked them again, I said, are you sure? Because I remember I lost my elder brother. I lost his wife and also a daughter of him. So I don't want to go and risk the next family also.
It is stories like Pastor Ngebe's that are giving hope to Sierra Leone, where Ebola has created an atmosphere of widespread fear, confusion, and paranoia. Reporting for RFI, I'm Serif Bojang in Kenema, Eastern Sierra Leone.